Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 13th of December 2016, and this is the 491st Moll Out Loud podcast. It's very hot here today and very windy. It's 30 degrees and in centigrade, and we have had winds of about 90 kilometres an hour, both simultaneous, and both just as I was leaving the cafe after being there for about an hour editing this manuscript that I'm reading for someone. So I did get a bit of a full blast, but one of the nice things about Tasmania is that usually our hot days don't run together. I mean, there probably is a series of hot days will happen at some point, but so often we go up and down like yo-yos, and tomorrow is a cooler day, and yesterday was a cooler day, and it means that the house isn't like an oven. So I'm really quite comfortable inside. And counting my blessings that this hot day, this hot windy day, has come between two cooler days. And it has been a bit of a day for counting my blessings. I had a really lovely, experience this morning, which I'm not kind of going to publicise, but it just seems to have put me into a very relaxed frame of mind. And it's been particularly interesting to kind of see that, because a few things that happened today would under other circumstances have been quite testing. I've been trying to wrap some Christmas presents, and it's very expensive sending things to Europe. And so I've been trying to work out, trying to get very light things to send. But then I discovered that actually they've removed all the lower weights from the pricing, so that it costs the same whether you send something that's 200 grams or whether it's 2 kilos or just under 2 kilos. So that felt a bit absurd. And then, of course, it means that the people I'm sending things to who are on their own, the postage costs the same amount as doing it in bulk. So I'm trying to work out whether I can combine any, or whether that really puts too much pressure on the recipient to redistribute. So I've been trying to think about that, and I haven't come up with a conclusion for that. But the other thing, that part of what I was doing required me to print some things out. And I discovered that my printing, there were a cartridge, the ink had run out of one cartridge, and I had bought another box of inks, so that, you know, just in case something like this happened. And I realised they were the wrong cartridges, so I couldn't print anything. And I just, rather than getting into a huff about it, which I think I would normally do because the printing shop is right out of town now, there are no places you can buy ink in town. And so kind of really difficult to get to, and particularly on a really hot day like today, I certainly didn't feel like walking. But a friend down the road has a car, and she's always said I could borrow it whenever I wanted, but I've always been a bit loath to approach her about doing that. It doesn't really feel necessary, and I do borrow her car when she's away, and I can take her to the airport, so there's a bit of quid pro quo, but it felt quite difficult. It has felt impossible in the past to ask. And today I had no difficulty asking whether I could borrow the car. So I was able to drive to this printing place and I told them what had happened with the wrong ink. I had opened the package and I had cut the cellophane off and before I noticed, and I didn't have a receipt and I hadn't paid by card, so there was absolutely no proof that I'd purchased it. And when I just took that ink back and suggested they might be able to just give it to someone else, and they said no, they would accept it as an exchange. So I just felt so grateful to them, and I just felt as if it was this frame of mind that had made the day so easy when it could have been quite difficult. So that's been my day today. It's been doing what might be thought of as kind of quite fiddly things, and today was going to be the first day of my writing, but this kind of did help hold me back a bit. So I'm just, as my picture today shows, a picture of going slowly. So I am slowly coming back into myself, and I am sitting at my desk doing this rather than over the last month. I've been in different places recording the podcast, but I am sitting at my writing desk now. So that augurs well. That augurs well. Turning up is the very first step. I do hope that your day has run well, that you're able to let things just be and not react to them. It's a really tall order sometimes, but when it does happen, when things do flow, even though they appear to be flinging obstacles in your way, it just makes life so much more pleasant. I shall leave you there, and I thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.